I told my wife I could make a car out of spaghetti. You should have seen her face when I drove past her.
On this episode of The Commercial Break.
If this isn't proof that sugar is crack, I don't know what is. I've never seen
it
a more
addictive.
I've never seen a more clear and concise argument for sugar is terrible for you than my one-year-old child, who absolutely went apeshit when I took her fucking box away. Hard to believe.
Well, yeah, she knows what she wants.
Yeah. Crack.
The next episode of The Commercial Break starts now.
Welcome back to The Commercial Break. I'm Brian Green. This is the director of Deep Throat Services, Kristen Joy Hoadley. Best to you, Kristen.
Wow, best to you, Brian.
Just bringing you back with a bang.
Right?
Oh, my infantilized sexual fantasies about deep throating have made their way onto the show yet again. How you feeling?
I'm feeling much better.
Good. Chrissy Jeez. Back in studio after the fourth month off.
I know.
People are legitimately confused, by the way.
Deaths and illnesses is all I'm going to say right now, but hopefully that's past. That's behind.
I really hope so,
My
too.
My gosh.
Especially the death part. I hope that's...
I know.
I hope it's... I hope at least for the next month we don't experience any more death in the PCB family.
Jeez.
That's enough. It's enough already. So you're feeling good. You're feeling back together and your throat's all sounds good. Yeah.
Yep. Mm-hmm. I know. I had full-blown laryngitis for 3 days.
That's crazy.
I couldn't speak.
So what did Jeff do? He put a little bit of honey, a little jizzle drizzle on a spoon.
He got some, some much-needed silence because I didn't realize how much I was talking to him throughout the day.
I think that if I had lost my voice... I think it would be chaotic in the house. I wouldn't be able to tell my children what to do.
I know. Or yell at Blue.
Yeah. Oh. Anybody looking for like a Yorkie, 8 years old, doesn't shut up, shits all over the place, bites your children. Anybody looking for those kind of animals?
Yeah, what an advertisement.
Yeah, thanks. That's why I could never give her away. It's because I'd feel too guilty about throwing her somewhere in somebody's house. I wouldn't feel guilty about leaving her. I'd feel guilty about giving it to the other person. That's right. That's the damn dog. I gotta be mad at somebody. Shit rolls downhill and it rolls all the way to Blue's head.
She's the shortest in the house.
I know. She, you wouldn't know it though. She's the shortest in the house. She makes the most conversation in the house, and she's always trying to jump up to your level. It's a double whammy. Dogs that jump and dogs that bark. It's like, God damn, just fucking sit down for 2 seconds, will you, dog?
I know. Even after all these years, I still try different little tactics.
Yeah.
You know, when I first come in.
Oh, I noticed.
Try a little something new. Nice, mean, indifferent.
You cannot manipulate that dog.
No, it's the same.
I tried to bribe her with treats. I brought in specialists, psychologists, therapists, doggy Xanax, doggy Valium, doggy
this. I gave
you
the CBD, the doggy CBD.
You gave me the CBD and it made her worse. She was fine for like 5 minutes and then she went nutso. It was crazy. And now the thing that she's doing now is... my youngest daughter sleeps in her own room in her crib, but there's a nice inviting bed in there too for one of my other children, should they ever decide to go sleep in their own room, for one of my other children. And so Blue has commandeered the bed, but this has become a problem because the baby who sleeps in the crib is now at the age where she wakes up very easily with noise. Like when they're babies, you can drop a bowling ball on the floor and most of them won't wake up. But now she has commandeered this bed. She thinks that it's hers. Mm-hmm. And so it'll be 3, 4, 5 o'clock in the morning and you'll hear. And I'm like, what the fuck is that? Scratch, scratch, scratch. It took me a couple nights to figure it out. She is scratching the door until she can get it to pop open. And when then she gets it to pop open, the door swings wide open. There's night lights out in the hallway. So now it's bright as shit in the room.
Bam.
Yeah. And then Blue will randomly bark in the middle of the night. Because why? I don't fucking know. I don't fucking know. I don't speak dog. You'll be dead asleep. Hey! Hey! What? Hey!
Maybe it's the little mouse.
Well, half the time what it is Astrid will walk the hallways, you know, as a mother does sometimes. Mm-hmm. She gets up to go to the bathroom, then she walks the hallways to check on all the children.
Mm-hmm.
And she'll close the door because she doesn't know Blue's in there. So now Blue's on the other side of the door because now she doesn't want to sleep in the bed anymore. She wants to come back with me. Mm-hmm. And so, ah! And the baby's up. The dog's barking. My son's like, Daddy, what's that? And I'm like, that is the sound that a dog makes directly before it goes to the animal farm in the sky. Fucker. I was a shithead. Listen, I want to know more about your time with Jeff at that house, because I had some visions of what was going on over there. How you guys take care of each other when you're in ill health. A little jizzle drizzle and a little honey.
That's right.
But first, I think it's important that I get to something, because I spent almost the entire weekend with my hand on the delete button of Friday's episode.
Okay.
And I've never done this. We've only deleted 3 episodes in commercial break history, and that was because they are terrible.
On purpose.
On purpose. They are.
We've deleted other ones.
Yes.
We've
deleted other ones, but they never actually left. They never went out onto the RSS feed, so they never were out in the world. I've never depublished an episode for any other reason except the first 3 were really terrible.
Right.
And really not the commercial break in general. They were good. They were nice. They were okay. But you wouldn't want to listen to them. Maybe someday you'll pay to listen to them via my new NFT collection, TCB Dick Pics. I was so close to deleting this episode. So close to deleting Friday's episode.
I haven't listened to it yet. So, wow.
Christina comes in and she did a lovely job. Great fill-in co-host.
Yes, she is.
But as always, Brian writes something down quickly in his iPhone and decides to make a whole segment out of it. Only I never check the actual facts. So I go off on a tangent and I never actually check my facts.
Right.
Man, did I really screw the pooch this time. And I mean, I screwed the fucking pooch this time.
Maybe we need to put the disclaimer back in, fact, news, or fiction.
Well, we've got it on some new banners we're throwing out there because I think that might be right. Never believe anything you hear on this show. And I don't think anybody does, because I've already had 17 fucking text messages about this. And I'm sorry. Just say
God,
that.
God, what is this?
I go, hey, Christina, you a Taylor Swift fan? You watching that NFL, NFL mm-hmm. with Taylor Swift? And she goes, nope, don't care a thing about it, right? I like Taylor Swift, but don't care a thing about NFL. And I go, yeah, you know, I watch it sometimes just trying to keep up with my brothers. But did you hear that? They're making these terrible images of Taylor Swift and sending them around on this AI porn site. They're putting Taylor's head on these porn images. And they're pretty graphic, and some of them are really disturbing. But anyway, that's a different story.
Okay.
And what I thought that I read was that the Kansas City Chiefs fans are mad because they believe that Taylor has a curse on them. And that when they lose football games, it's because of Taylor Swift.
Oh, God.
And so what I said was, apparently they're ultra pissed off because the Kansas City Chiefs just lost a playoff game. And I went on and on about this for like 10 minutes. And in fact, the Kansas City Chiefs did not lose a playoff game. They are now going to the Super Bowl.
Yes. I watched that game last night.
When my brother asked me, are you going to watch the playoff games this weekend? And I said, I don't ever get a chance to watch one of those games in full, but maybe I'll watch some of it. And he said, and I go, who are you rooting for? The Indianapolis Tigers? And he was like, dude, Kansas City Chiefs, Detroit Lions, San Francisco 49ers. I can't remember the other team that was in there. But he's like, you know, I really hope it's a 49ers Chiefs Super Bowl. It's going to be great for everybody and highly entertaining. And I said, wait, didn't the Chiefs just lose last weekend? And he goes, what? No, they're playing great. And I go, they didn't lose? They're not out of the playoffs? Please tell me you're lying to me. And he goes, bro, they're playing great. They're going to fucking win this game. I just know it. And you know what? I turn on yesterday.
There they are.
And despite all of my hoping and wishing that the Kansas City Chiefs had been eliminated and my very astute sports following
knowledge.
Brother was wrong.
Okay.
He is not wrong. I was wrong. Of course I am. And I'm sorry. I'm sorry to the Kansas City Chiefs. I'm sorry to the Swifties. I'm sorry to everybody out there who listened to that episode, which isn't many, so it doesn't really matter. But I just want to share with you that I am a dumbass in all senses, in every sense. And I don't get on here and apologize very often because ignorance is bliss and I like to just pretend I'm right no matter what. But this time it's hard to ignore because Taylor Swift and the Kansas City Chiefs are in fact going to the Super Bowl together as one. And I just can't believe that I said that. I don't know where I got it in my head that they lost. You know what I think it was? I think I turned on one of the games, and at that moment, they were losing.
Okay.
And then I read about the Taylor Swift thing, that Kansas City Chiefs fans were upset with Taylor Swift about whatever. And I put those two things together, and in my head concluded that they, in fact, had lost that game. Based on whatever, I don't know, what it, my mind's eye. Me making shit up.
Your fifth eye.
My fifth eye. My peen eye. From the mind of Brian's peen eye. It's peen eye penny pasta from Bryco. Have Brian's dick for breakfast, lunch, or dinner. So I'm sorry. Well, I'm really sorry. I'm saying this to all the people who texted us and emailed. I'm really sorry. I just didn't know, because I don't know much about the NFL, if anything at all, apparently. And I just didn't understand that the Kansas City Chiefs had not, in fact, lost the game. And so I apologize. And congratulations to the Kansas City Chiefs, the yes. San Francisco 49ers. Mm-hmm. I looked that up. I wrote that down. Make sure I got those names right. They're going to the Super Bowl. Yes, halftime show are. By who?
Usher.
We are all going to rock to Usher, hometown boy.
Yeah.
He's from Atlanta.
Yes, he is.
Yeah. I think he came up to Scam Call FM one time, actually. Usher did. I think I have a picture somewhere of me and him.
That's exciting.
Taylor Swift is going. Another person asked me, you know, what do you think about Taylor Swift and being at the NFL? How much time the NFL spends on it? And I think we talked about this briefly. I got to say this about Taylor Swift in general. And I don't know if you're going to agree with me on this, but I'll say this. In a year where everything was so shitty, so terribly, terribly awful, and the world is coming apart at the seams, and there's war and famine and pestilence, basically it's the end of times. It's the end of days. In a time at the end of times, we had one good feel-good story of the fucking year, and that was Taylor Swift and how well she did in all facets of her business and maybe personal life, because she got together with this guy, Kelce, yes. Right? So I have to say, I ain't got no hate for Taylor Swift. I really don't. I say that it's not my favorite thing in the world, but it's a feel-good story that if you just take it at face value, it feels good. And in a lot of other disturbing news, you can always count on Taylor to give you a smile when it comes to whatever it is she does.
Yes, everything she
whatever
does.
Whatever it is she
yes,
does.
Yes, anything that she does.
And that includes being at those NFL games.
Yeah, I like it.
As much as the Chiefs fans might want to piss
like
and moan.
I like her support. They look like a cute couple.
The Kansas City Chiefs have never been more popular. And who cares how you got there? Taylor Swift, Travis Kelce, who cares how you got there? You're having your moment in the sun. And it's a feel-good story that everyone can get behind. And if they win the Super Bowl, the world will go fucking bananas. The world will go bananas, and you will no longer hate Taylor Swift until next season when she breaks up with him, and then he's a big hot mess.
Oh, well, I don't want to see that.
No. You hope that doesn't happen.
Yes.
But there is a track record there. But I guess, you know, there's always a track record. You have
until
a track record of breaking
married.
Until you get yes. married. That's right. Until you find the one.
Right.
I got this friend, and he was bitching about this other friend. He's like, that dude goes through chicks like water. And I'm like, you go through chicks like water until you find the one. That's what happens.
Exactly.
I mean, some go at a faster clip than others. Some are luckier than others. You know, I never, look at me. You think I went at a very slow pace. I turn one every 4 years. But that's besides the point. You get it.
I do.
Yeah. You went through, I don't want to say you went through men like water, but you had your own.
I did, yeah.
Fellas around?
Yeah, exactly.
I waited for the
right one.
You did.
Mm-hmm.
And along he came.
He did.
So now on the back of that, tell me about what it's like to be sick in a house with Jizzle Jeff.
Oh, he's so sweet.
What does he do? Really? What does he? I got to learn some tips from him. What does
he
do?
Well,
how does he help?
Runs errands, you know, and he makes tea and... Does get the, you know, puts the honey in it and gets me medication. He got me all kinds of throat lozenges. I mean, I was trying everything to try and get my voice back.
Yeah.
I'm like, I can't do the podcast. I'm like, oh no, I was texting you about it. And I was like, just call me. You called me. Hey.
Yeah, it was pretty bad. I'm like, I'm not going to go through an hour and a half of that. No, there's just no way.
There was no way.
I was telling Christina, I'm like,
I was like, we could do a whisper episode.
Yeah. Here's one of Chrissy's bright ideas. She goes,
like ASMR, you know.
Yeah. We had to move back some of our, like, we had a celebrity guest that was going to come in and on the show. We are both really excited about this particular person. And they were supposed to be recorded last week. But yeah. For the first time ever, I had to cancel. I mean, for the first time ever, we've had like four guests. But okay, for the first time in four guests, we had to cancel because Chrissy was excited about this person too. And I just didn't feel like I wanted to do it alone.
I was even suggesting holding up signs.
I know. That's what I was saying. And I was like, exactly how are the people listening to the show going to know that? It's a fucking podcast.
I was trying to come at a positive angle.
I hear you.
It
was good.
In the end, yeah. I mean, this is the first time I've been out of the house in like a week.
Jeez.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's crazy.
I was sick.
That'll make you loony toony. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we went through a period of that when we all had COVID over the holidays.
Yeah.
And it's no fun. Luckily, there were other people here besides the family to kind of like break up the monotony and play games and all that other stuff. I was telling Christina, I was like, listen, Chrissy went to go see her best friend in San Francisco, and I was sure when she called, texted me on Monday, I'm like, ah, she's hungover, give her a day off and she'll be fine. And then I talked to you and I was like, oh no way I'm making it through an hour and a half with that fucking gravelly
ass
voice.
I was already sick. I mean, you know, from the previous week, I was already feeling sick. And then flying out to California, I mean, it's a 5.5 hour flight.
I think that does it to you, the dry air.
And the air was different, the pressure from the plane. And I thought my ears were going to explode when we landed. It was painful. And then while we were out there, it was rainy and a little cold. And yeah, and I was just out there for, 48 hours, basically.
San Francisco was rainy and cold? You don't say.
We actually went to Sonoma, which is like an hour and a half
away. Went to Sonoma?
Mm-hmm.
You went to the wine country?
I did.
Did you guys take a tour of the wine facilities?
No, we didn't. We were just doing more of like, it was more of a wellness, which didn't work, obviously.
What a great endorsement for Sonoma.
I specifically was like, I've done wine vineyard tours before.
Yeah.
Like, I just end up getting too drunk and buying too many bottles of wine.
I agree with you. Yeah.
So let's skip that. Do some spa stuff. I did go out and see the redwoods that are close to there.
Gorgeous. Been there, done that. Gorgeous.
Beautiful. So yeah, all of that was great. It's just when I got back, it was way worse. I had actually developed a sinus infection too. And it just was,
It was pretty terrible. Like, I talked to you on the phone and I knew within a second that there's no way we could do the show like that. So I quickly had to call in help and make sure that we got some. You know, the crazy thing is, like, a little bit pulling the curtain back, as we always do here on the show. There's nothing to hide here.
Right.
We don't have any listeners, so why would we hide anything from them? Our reality is, when you do this many episodes, it is not only appropriate, it is probably best to have multiple episodes in the can, quote unquote. So that you don't have to ride a rail all the time. You're not recording Wednesday for Thursday's episode. So oftentimes, what you're hearing is the product of something we did 3 days ago, or sometimes even a week ago, if we're being really good and we have a lot of episodes in the can. But for the last 4 months, we have had to scramble so much that we have been riding the rail every single episode. Sometimes what you're hearing is literally recorded less than 24 hours earlier, which is insane for a show like this.
This one, for example.
Yeah, like this one. It'll be here tomorrow. Or maybe even today. I'm not sure what day it is. So just check your calendar. So we had to scramble to find it. But what do you do when there's an emergency like this? So
we're human.
I told Christina, I said, you better start cutting up best ofs. I know people hate that shit, but you better start cutting up best ofs, because everybody has had their turn having to take some time off this show, except for me. But you know that day is coming at some point. At some point, I'm also going to have to take some time off.
I was so worried. I know, because remember, I was texting you last night, and you were like,
I wasn't feeling good.
And I said, oh no,
I just think I was worn out. I just think, you get to like the end of your rope.
Yes.
Like emotionally, spiritually, physically, I was just at the end of my rope. A lot of stuff going on, a lot of changes happening here at the show and off the show. A lot, the world is kind of topsy-turvy right now.
Yeah.
And so I just think I got wore out. I think after like 6 of the last 8 days being in the studio, I just felt...
You needed a time out.
Yeah, I needed a break. Mm-hmm. And I, unfortunately, when I decided to put 4 episodes a week, I didn't think much about our vacation time, much about our downtime.
I know. I just got a flashback to when we first started the show, how we would ride the rail, you were saying, and we were doing
one... We were doing one episode
a week.
And we would come in on a Monday to release on a Tuesday. For whatever dumbass reason, we were doing that. We could have recorded on Thursday for next Tuesday's release, but no, we came in on Monday and did it on Tuesday. I think we're just better when we're procrastinating. You know what I'm saying? I think we produce better products.
That can be true. There's a case for procrastination.
Yeah. I was reading something about procrastinators are just people who feel deeply or something like that. And I thought, oh, yeah, that sounds like a good excuse for
me.
I'm sorry. I can't come in today. I'm sorry to get that report to you. I'm feeling deeply today. Well, I'm glad you're feeling better.
Me too. Yeah. Thank you.
Okay. No, you can't have no more time off until 2026.
I'm all out of PTO.
Next time, it's you and Christina doing the show. Do you hear what I'm saying?
Yes.
All right. Okay. Hey, let's take a break and we'll come back. I got some more good stuff that I want to share with you while you were gone. I got a couple stories I should tell
you.
All right. We'll be back.
Ugh, finally. I feel like I was waiting forever for my turn to talk. Now that I have you, go to tcbpodcast.com to find all of our audio and video content and follow us on Instagram at The Commercial Break and on TikTok at TCB Podcast. Want it to be your turn to talk? Call us and spill the tea at 626-ASK-TCB3 and you may hear your voice on the show. You can also text us your tea at 855-TCB-8383 and boy, do we love to hear it. Anyway, take a listen to our sponsors and let's get back to the show.
This episode is sponsored in part by Magic Spoon. Okay, if you've listened to any amount of The Commercial Break, then you know one of my disgusting food habits is to eat sugary cereals with cream late at night. Well, the Earth just turned 1 year older, and I've decided to do away with the empty calories and added sugars. The good news for my bad cereal habit? I have Magic Spoon. Magic Spoon recreates all the flavors that we loved as children without all the baggage that goes in our bellies. It has all the flavors you love, but it's high in protein, and it has less sugar. Astrid and I just bought a variety pack that has four flavors, cocoa, fruity, frosted, and peanut butter. This pack has 0 grams of sugar, 13 to 14 grams of protein, and 4 to 5 grams of net carbs. It's only 140 calories per serving. It's high protein, has 0 grams of sugar, keto-friendly, gluten-free, grain-free, and soy-free. And I get the taste of my favorite cereal without all the guilt. Magic Spoon is returning to The Commercial Break as a sponsor, and we're so happy that they're offering you a discount. Go to magicspoon.com/TCB to grab a variety pack and try it today. And be sure to use our promo code TCB at checkout to save $5 off your order. And Magic Spoon is so confident in their product, it's backed with a 100% happiness guarantee. So if you don't like it, for any reason, they'll refund your money, absolutely no questions asked. Remember to start the year off right with a delicious bowl of high-protein cereal at magicspoon.com/TCB. And be sure to use the promo code TCB to save $5 off. That's magicspoon.com/TCB and use the code TCB to save $5 off. Thank you, Magic Spoon, for being a sponsor of The Commercial Break and giving me something to look forward to late night after I get out of the studio. Hey, Podcast Universe. I'm super excited to be talking about an old friend of mine, Jordan Harbinger, and his podcast, The Jordan Harbinger Show. You know that Chrissy and I don't do a lot of talking about other podcasts, but The Jordan Harbinger Show definitely deserves a mention, and here's why. Imagine the serious version of The Commercial Break, where you actually learn facts from actual experts and in-depth interviews. All the crazy, interesting, weird, and philosophical stuff that we find on The Commercial Break to have fun with, Jordan takes some of those same topics and he applies a degree of serious journalism to it, and he is an excellent interviewer, maybe one of the best in the business, in my opinion. We know for a fact that a lot of people who listen to The Commercial Break also listen to The Jordan Harbinger Show, so if you haven't yet taken a listen, go search The Jordan Harbinger Podcast on Apple or wherever you get your podcasts, or head over to his website, jordanharbinger.com. That's H-A-R-B as in boy, I-N as in Nancy, G-E-R. Jordan has been a longtime supporter of the show, and many people have written in and thanked me for turning them on to Jordan Harbinger, including one of our staff members who is like a Jordan Harbinger super fan. And to quote her, Jordan Harbinger is like The Commercial Break with actual facts and a lot less laughing. We think you're going to love The Jordan Harbinger Show, so go search on Apple, wherever you find your podcasts, or get started with those starter packs at jordanharbinger.com. And we want to thank Jordan for being a supporter of The Commercial Break. Okay. So we have a broken leg in the house, like children wise. So far, we've had a broken leg.
A broken leg?
A broken leg. Not right now, but way back.
Oh, okay.
Way back when.
I was like, I didn't hear about that. No.
I'm just sharing with you all of
the broken leg.
Emergency room stories that we have. We have a few, right? They're mostly regarding sicknesses and not regarding broken bones, cuts, scrapes, bumps, bruises, stuff like that. But the other day, I was taking, Astrid was tired, end of the day. We do the whole routine, bath, food, bedtime. Mm-hmm. You know, there's a routine around here. They're like dogs. You got to keep them in a routine. Unlike Blue, if you keep them in a routine, they seem to be calm and happy 60% of the time, right? Yes. The other 40%, you're running around. So Astrid is at the end of her rope. I've been in the studio all day. She just says to me, listen, I'm a little tired. Can I take a break for a second? And that's kind of the language we have. She'll say, I'm at 20%. And I'll say, I'm at 80%. So I'll take it. Mm-hmm. I'll take them.
Like
and so
it.
She's like, listen.
Teamwork.
Yeah, teamwork. I'm at 30%. I need a break. Mm-hmm. Okay. Tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to throw all the kids in this giant shower that we have, this ridiculously giant shower that we have for absolutely no reason that Brian demanded because he needed the world's biggest shower. And now I don't use half of it. You know, I could have probably put two other bedrooms in this house if I just would have cut down on the shower. Fucking piece of shit. Anyway, so I say, okay, in our house, the master bathroom has a door like every master bathroom should.
Mm-hmm, yeah,
and you can look out of the shower and you can see the bed, right? Mm-hmm. So Astrid's laying down in the bed, and I grab all the chitlins, and I say, okay, everybody disrobe. We're all going in the shower together, and we're going to play. We're going to have a good time. We're going to give mommy a little break for about 30 minutes, right? Because that's about the average length of time it takes me to shower myself, but that's also the average length of time that it takes me to wash 15 of my children,
right.
Spending 2 minutes apiece on the proper body parts, right? So I start, you know, I'm playing, we're all having fun, listening to some music, okay, washing hair, you know, washing bodies, all right, you just wash your this, and you wash your that, and everybody. And the baby, the smallest, who's, you know, not very old, she just turned a year old, mm-hmm. She's learning how to crawl, walk, and stand up. And that shower has penny tile in it. And that penny tile, anytime it gets any substance on it, it's slippery. That's just the way that it is.
Okay.
So I keep telling the children, sit down. Make sure you sit down in the shower. I don't want you running around and playing and pushing and all that. Because if you fall, it's not going to be pretty. You're going to have damage to some part of your body. This is all very hard tiles. It makes me nervous. I also have a chair, like a stone chair in there. Anyway, don't ask me. I demanded the stone chair that's in the corner that I never sit in.
A stone chair.
It's not actually a stone chair. It's a tile. It like juts out from the corner,
okay.
And you can sit there.
Yes.
And I thought, oh yeah, this is going to be like sexy time, Brian and Astrid,
right.
Or Brian just wants to take a long shower and sit and watch his favorite television show. I have never not once used that thing for anything except for holding a bottle of shampoo.
Right.
That's it.
That's so funny because I got one of those for our shower too.
Never use it, do you? Never once.
No, I did when I first got it.
Yeah.
I was like, okay. And then I was like, okay.
I'm like, this is the most ridiculous thing in the world. Who fucking sits on a chair like this?
Well, if we had like an actual steam shower, I guess in my head I was thinking I'll just turn the water on really hot and have like a steamy.
Like a sauna.
Like a sauna.
Yeah.
But it's not the same.
No. I got 30-foot ceilings. Another ridiculous.
Yes.
Another ridiculous design choice by Brian.
The steam escapes.
Yeah, the steam escapes. You got that fart fan that's just sucking it up through the top. Anyway, so I'm washing all the... so stupid. Why did I put that thing in there?
I was just thinking the other day, I'm like, damn it, all I use that for now is to keep stuff on.
That's it. That's all I do.
I know.
But it is the most attractive thing in the world to the children.
It looks good.
Right? The children want to stand on it, jump off it, the whole nine.
Of course.
So I say, everyone sit down. And I got these buckets. They're like puke buckets. You know what I'm talking about? Like, but they're big buckets. They're like big.
Like sand pail type things?
No, like a rectangle squared, like a hospital...
Oh, okay.
Pan. Do you know what's
a bed pan?
I don't know. I don't know what you call them. I call them puke buckets, but they're not actually buckets. They're like big, square. They're like Lexapans, Lexapros. Those things you would use at restaurants.
Lexapros. Isn't that's a medication?
Oh, it is. I should stop giving my children that. I thought it was something you hold something in.
Oh my God.
Come here, kids. Get your Lexapros. Lexapan is what it's called.
Okay.
Those big square things that you would put tons of, like, I don't know, in Chili's.
Puke?
Chili's. It was like awesome blossoms. Yeah, but now we put puke in it.
Okay.
So I turn around to wash one of the kids' hairs, and the baby is behind me. And she's sitting there and she's playing, like drawing things, you know, her hands on the steam windows, on the glass.
Oh, yeah, that's fun.
And so I was like, oh, that's cute. Let me turn around and wash a hair. So I wash a hair. And like, I don't know, I'm 2 seconds into washing the hair and I hear a thud, like a thud with a smack. And I know instantaneously the baby's hit the ground.
Oh.
And I turn around and she's face down, hands up, like literally face into the tile.
Oh.
And I was like, oh shit. And when I say oh shit, like anybody, if you've been around them for long enough, certain inflections denote how serious the oh shit is. And it must have been serious because in 2 seconds, Astrid's up, right?
Right.
She's up and she's right there at the glass. And I'm like, it's okay, it's okay. She just fell. So it's okay. And so I pick the baby up. And as I pick the baby up, blood comes gushing out of her. And when I say gushing, I mean gushing out of her. It's in her eye. It's all over her body. It's all over my body. It's all over the shower floor. The kids are screaming bloody murder because they think bloody murder has just happened. Yeah. Everybody's panicked, right? And so I'm like, oh, shit. Astrid is freaking out because Astrid doesn't like blood. It's not it's not her thing, right? Like a lot of people, it's not her thing.
And if whose it is thing your is thing.
It? Yeah.
It's your
That's
thing.
Right. Whose thing That's is it?
You're in the horror movie.
Phlebotomist. That's whose thing it is. So I go, you know, quick, a towel, paper towel, something, you know?
Yeah.
Astrid throws me a towel and I put it on the baby's head for a second and I'm trying to wash some of the blood out of her eye. She's screaming murder. She does not want me to put anything on that wound. And I take my hand off and the fucking waterfall just starts again.
Oh.
It's not going anywhere. The cut is deep. It's long, but I can't really see it because there's so much blood coming out of her
right.
head.
Right, and the water probably is still going.
Yeah,
or
the water's still going, but she's now out of the water.
Yeah.
So then I run her out of the shower, and I run to the kitchen so that I can grab some paper towels that I can wet and hopefully stop the bleeding, right? Astrid's following behind me, and she's like, I'll call 911. And I'm like, no, don't call 911. Call the doctor's office and ask them, you know, can we come in? Well, the doctor's office just closed. It's like 5 minutes after they closed. And so Astrid's like, okay, call 911. Who's doctor? And I'm like, your doctor, babe. Call the doctor, the doctor that takes care of the children. And she's like, 911? And I'm like, hey, babe, okay, just you take a break. It's okay. I got it, right? And I'm dabbing the kid's head, and I'm trying to get this. And as soon as I can get the bleeding to slow enough, I take my hand off of it, and I can see what I imagine to be skull.
No.
That's what I imagine it to be. It's white. It's underneath the cut, and I can't imagine.
It's our skull.
I can't imagine she's got penny tile stuck in her head, right? Or maybe she does. I don't know.
Yeah, no, it's that leather layer of the skin.
It's a very
layer.
It's the thin layer. It's right there, right? That's it. You cut it. There's skull right there. So I'm like, oh,
but it wasn't
shit.
Skull.
It was skull.
It was skull.
I think it was skull right here. She got it cut right here, right on her head.
Okay, there's another that's like a white layer that's underneath your.
There's a white layer?
Skin. Yeah. I remember one time I fell when I was young and I saw the white layer. I scraped my hand going all the way down
but
the driveway.
Was that like tendon?
Yeah. It's like another part. It's deep layer.
Okay. Well, like, feel your head right here.
Yeah.
That's just skull right there, right? I think it's okay. Skin and skull.
Okay.
Anyway, I don't know. Could have been skull.
Yeah.
I imagined it was.
Right.
And that's all I needed to convince myself that emergency room visit was imminent. Here. So I'm running through the house. I'm naked, she's naked, blood everywhere, right? So blood's just pouring all over the both of us. And I'm like, oh, shit. So I am going to hand the baby to Astrid. And I look at Astrid as I'm like going to hand her the baby so that I can get dressed to get to the emergency room. And Astrid has zero coloring in her face.
No.
Zero. Astrid has something called syncope. Syncope is a propensity to faint when adrenaline hits the body or something along those lines, right? It's a propensity to faint. And some nurse told me that sometimes syncope is brought on by adrenaline.
Yeah.
In other words, instead of the blood rushing to your head, the blood rushes from your head. It goes in the opposite direction for whatever reason. So I'm like, okay, Astrid's like, I'm going to throw up. I'm like, oh, no. You go lay down. Someone bring the puke bucket. So now I've got 32 children in the shower, all screaming because they have no idea what just happened.
Right.
I've got this one screaming in my arms. She's full of blood. There's blood everywhere. And now poor Astrid is not feeling well. So I'm like, okay, you go lay down for a second. And she only needed to lay down for a second. And then she went and got the children out of the shower. But I had to get this kid dressed. I had to get her dressed while the blood was pouring out of her head.
Yeah,
I had to get myself dressed while the blood is pouring out of her head. And so finally what I did was I took a wet paper towel.
Yeah.
I put a little bit of it under there. Mm-hmm. And then I put a bandage as tight as I could get the bandage.
Yeah.
I'm like, we'll deal with ripping it off later. Like an adult sticky, icky, sticky, sticky, double sticky kind of bandage. The
yes.
kind that's never going to come off unless you have some kind of special solution that takes those things off. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
I've put the those things on my... Yeah, the kind that can be on your body for like 12 days.
Yeah.
And then it leaves like some kind of skin rash under it. I wanted that skin rash. I just wanted it to stick. Because I knew one thing. If I couldn't get it to stop bleeding, I couldn't then put her in a chair and drive her 20 minutes to the emergency room because then I'm just letting my child bleed out in the back of the car. Like, I can't do
right.
that.
Right. God, this
so
is crazy.
Then the whole family's going to have to get in the car. And we're all going to have to go, or the neighbor's going to have to come over or something. Very chaotic. It's very chaotic.
I can only imagine.
But I'm like, okay, take a deep breath. There's two things to do here. First, make sure Astrid's okay. If she's okay, then the kids can stay here with her.
Mm-hmm.
Number two is get the baby to the emergency room with the blood stopped. So I managed to get the blood stopped long enough. Now, you could tell it's like instantaneously soaking mm-hmm. through that thing, but it's not pouring into her eye. Poor girl had blood all in her eye, dried blood up in her eyelid. Like just every, it was just everywhere. Chrissy, it was a hot, bloody mess. So I get her into the car. And by the time I get her into the car, she's starting to settle down a little bit. I also know that when a baby's screaming after they hit their head, that means it's unlikely there's very bad neurological damage because they're screaming. They feel pain and they can use their lungs
sure.
and their voice, right? So I'm like, okay, we got a couple things going for us in this situation. But now I'm worried she has a concussion. I know at the very least she's going to need stitches. At the very least she
right.
needs stitches. So we're driving over there. And I'm talking to her because I want her to talk to me, right? I'm like, okay, talk to me. I'm like, hey, how's that boo-boo back there? Swear on all that's holy. Swear on all that's holy. This is her response. Ow. 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 She's trying to rip the Band-Aid off. She's like, ow. Never heard her say these words in my entire life. She has four words in her vocabulary. Mama, da-da, pee-pee, poo-poo, right?
And now, that's ow.
It. And now, ow. So I'm like, wow, this kid's really smart. She's back there. She heard us say ow when we hurt ourselves, and now she's saying ow because she hurts herself.
Yeah.
Get her to the emergency room. Walk up to the counter. You know, oh, how can I help you? Yeah, I got a kid. She's got a big wound on her head, and I think she's going to need stitches. Okay, sir, are you in a safe home? And I'm like, oh, here we go.
Yeah.
Yep. I'm child abuse charges. I'm mm-hmm. going to jail. That's it. I'm going to jail. They treat you like you're some kind of criminal.
Yeah.
I know they have to. I get it. I totally understand. They have to check everything. They want to make sure that the
yes.
children are safe. Good for them. Good on them. But when you're on the opposite end of the questioning,
you're
it doesn't
like,
feel very
help.
Good.
Right.
Yeah, I just need my daughter to have some stitches. So we get back to the triage room. They rip that Band-Aid off. Blood starts gushing out instantaneously again. And they're like, oh, yeah, she's definitely going to need stitches. So here's what we're going to do. We're going to put some goopy gop on there. That goopy gop is going to make her entire forehead not feel anything, right? But it takes 40 minutes for this to reach peak effect.
To kick in.
So unfortunately, we're going to have to slather this all over her, put this loose bandaging on her, and then you're going to have to go out and wait for 40 minutes.
Oh.
Chris.
Oh, God.
It's past
like
bedtime.
Like, go back into the waiting room?
I had to go back into the waiting room. Now, luckily, they have a well and a sick waiting room. And in the well room, there was no one. So it was just us.
Okay.
So, but now, you know, she's crawling all over the fucking hospital floor. How much more disgusting could you possibly get? Honestly. So I'm trying to keep her off the floor. So I'm holding her. I'm playing games. We're flying. Mickey's on the TV. Look, it's Mickey. But she's after a while, she's having none of it because yeah. it's past her bedtime. She's got this big gaping wound on her head. Now her entire forehead is numb. And she needs to eat, right?
Oh, God, I forgot about that.
I know. So I'm like, oh, shit. So I leave her on the floor for a second so that I can start texting Astrid to see where the food is. Like, I have this bag, like bag.
Yep.
The go bag just sits at the front door, right? It's just go with the baby, and you take the bag, and it has some things in it.
That's good but preparedness.
I know.
Yeah.
But I don't know if it has food in it or not. Mm-hmm. I'm sure it does, but I don't know. So I'm just texting Astrid, give her an update. And I look over, and the baby has unzipped the front of the bag. She has found the bottle that has no formula in it. She takes it out, and she goes, da-da, baba. And she's handing it to me. She's like, da-da, baba. I'm like, whoa. Holy shit. This kid is going to be trouble.
Yeah.
Trouble. Trouble.
Very smart.
Make her a bottle. Rocking her back and forth. Now she's starting to fall asleep and they call us back. I'm like, okay, here we go. You know, this is going to be a fucking nightmare upon nightmares. They're going to have to take this, 1-inch long, 5-millimeter in diameter needle, stick it through her head and start stitching her up. She's never going to sit still. And I don't care how much numbing cream they put on you. It's right above her eye. She's going to see them putting this needle in her and she's going to feel this. Mm-hmm. There's no way that I'm going to be able to hold this child down while this happens. No way. I know this child. It's not going to happen. So I get back there. Another fucking 30 minutes passes by. Finally, the doctor comes in. By the way, they're all wonderful. They're just busy, right?
Yes.
So doctor comes in. And she goes, okay, I haven't seen this, but the girls told me about it. The nurses told me about it. I haven't seen this yet, but I'm going to wait a second to take that off. There's two ways we can do this. Number one is if I put one stitch in the head and you think you can hold her down, we have some like straight jacket straps.
Oh,
we'll
God.
Wrap her in a warm blanket and then we'll put these straight jacket straps from the bed, from underneath the bed, and we'll tie her down essentially.
Okay.
But you're going to have to hold her head still. Right. While we do this, because you're her father, she'll know you best. I want you to hold her head still. And I'm like, oh, OK. Okay. I barely know the child. I'm in the studio 70 days a week. Right. I don't know the kid. Let me call the mom real quick. Let me call our preschool teacher right. who sees her one time a week. I think she knows her better than I do. And she goes, but there's the other option. If I have to put more than one stitch in there, we have something called Versed. And Versed, imagine it like a baby Xanax or a baby bottle of wine. It's going to make her like drunk and it's
sedated,
mm-hmm. but in a drunky kind of way, right? Like high, essentially. It's okay. going to make her high. And I was like, okay. And what's the catch here? She goes, well, there really is no catch. Some parents like it. Some parents don't. It's like, mm-hmm. some parents like allow kids to have sugar and some kids don't. And she goes, so it's really up to you. But if you don't think you can hold her still, and we'll count how many stitches we need. If you don't think you can hold her still, I would recommend it, but that's completely up to you. We'll monitor, but just know that this effect is going to last for 4 to 6 hours. So you cannot let her go. She cannot crawl. She cannot walk. She cannot stand up on her own. She's got to go right to bed, essentially. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, well, that's no problem. It's fucking 10 o'clock at night. She's going to go right to bed anyway.
Right.
So being the responsible father that I am, I say, listen, give her 2 doses of Versed, one for her, one for me.
Right.
Let's go for it, doc. I don't care, of course.
I'm going to Uber home.
Yeah, let the kid be comfortable. I don't care. Yeah. Like, I don't. Why would I torture my child if I don't have to?
Right, in a straitjacket.
So they have to give her Versed up her nose.
Mm-hmm.
They give it up your nose, and then they put this strawberry, like basically strawberry sugar in her mouth to get rid of the chlorine taste of the Versed.
Okay.
So she says, listen, it's going to take about 10 minutes. Oh, so she rips the Band-Aid off. She says, oh, yeah, 3 or 4 stitches at least. We're going to have, I'm sorry. And these are big boy stitches. I can't put these butterfly straps on. Mm-hmm. I got to actually stitch her up, right? And
yeah.
I was like, oh, okay. She's like, that's a pretty good wound right there. I said, okay, definitely the Versed. So they give her the Versed. And they said, it's going to take about 10 minutes to reach peak effect. And then we'll be back in sometime between 15 and 20 minutes to start the procedure. We'll strap her down and hopefully she'll be okay. Chrissy. When I say this kid was drunk, I mean this kid was drunk. One eye was rolling in the back of her head. The other eye was like swerving around the room. And she thought everything was funny.
Oh, that's
everything
good.
Was funny. My face was funny.
Yeah.
Mickey on the TV was funny. The oxygen mask was funny. The doctors were funny. The nurses were funny. Everybody was funny. She
Aww.
Was laughing the entire time. I have video of this. I swear to God, she was the cutest thing in the world. A little bit disturbing because
right.
I'm like, oh, she got a taste early.
Yep.
She got a
exactly.
taste early. I didn't get my first taste till I was 15. She got it at a year old. I'm like, okay, all right. Well, listen, you got to start sometime, I guess. This kid was wasted. So they strap her down. No problem. She's mm-hmm. like, she's the cutest thing. I swear to God. Hold on 1 second.
At least she's laughing.
Okay, now they're going to take this 1 inch long, 30 feet in diameter needle, and they're going to stick it in your eyeball.
Beep, beep, boop, boop.
Doctor comes back in. They strap her in. No problem. And then the doctor starts stitching her up. And the doctor's like, okay, this first one, she's going to feel it. She's going to feel a little bit. Like, I know her head is numb because I can see that. It's weird because it causes this white splotch on her head.
Oh, okay.
And that means that the blood is gone and the nerves are not as active or whatever. She's like, that's how we can tell it's working.
Mm-hmm.
So they start stitching her up. Chrissy.
I like the stitches.
I'm like, oh, man, this is incredible.
She
this is incredible. Where's this wonder drug when I need it, like on an airplane exactly. or a long car ride or blue or something? Where is this magical drug? Ver said, someone send some to the studio. So they stitch her up. Everything's fine. She's great. She laughs through the entire thing. And I'm like, lovely. Doctor says, great. She did great. You know, they'll dissolve in 2 weeks or whatever. You know, mm-hmm. nice to meet you. Blah, blah, blah. Nurse is going to stay with you. Take one last vital sign. Then you're going to go, oh, and I need her to drink at least a little bit of juice before she goes. I want to make sure she can swallow without mm-hmm. throwing it back up. And I also want to make sure that the sugar will give her a little pep just to kind of bring her a little bit more too. So she's not so drunky, right? I said, okay. She's never had juice before, but okay, bring her whatever, an apple juice. So they come in, they bring the crappy Sam's apple juice or whatever they have, right? And I poke the straw in there. You poke the little straw at the top. And she sucks it. She's just learning how to suck on the straw. She sucks it. She managed to figure it out. And she drinks this thing in 30.2 seconds flat. It's like she... It was like something came to her in a dream. Like she had a godlike experience. Not only was she drunk, but she speedballed it. You know what I'm saying? She yeah, got the quick. Heroin and then she got the cocaine right after it. She was in heaven. So she sucks it down and she's playing with the box. And I'm like, okay, all right, good job. Great. Yeah, you know, throwing up. No, you swallowed it just fine. Everything's good. I take the box out of her hand and I throw it into the little trash container. And she screams, oh, bloody no. fucking murder.
She wanted to keep the box?
She wanted more juice.
Oh, she wanted more juice.
She couldn't get it. By the way, the girl had just had her 1 year shots that same day. She had 1 year shots. She fell. She lost a bunch of blood. She got 4 stitches in her head. She's got Versed. She's drunk as a skunk. And the one thing that bothered her the entire day, the one thing that bothered her the entire day is that I took her sugary, shitty juice away from her. Mm-hmm. She wanted more. If That's this right. isn't proof that sugar is crack, I don't know what is. I've never seen
it
a more
addictive.
I've never seen a more clear and concise argument for sugar is terrible for you than my one-year-old child who absolutely went apeshit when I took her fucking box away. It was hard to believe. Hard to believe.
Well, yeah, she knows what she wants.
Yeah. Crack. She wants to get high.
But you already do this due to the other 30 kids that you have and the most recent Halloween.
Oh, yeah.
Still candy!
Candy! That's all they ask for is candy. That's mm-hmm. that's the only thing that they ask for. They want candy. Every time they pass a vending machine, candy. But this is like such a black and white example of that. She had never had a sugary juice in her life, never had anything except for water or milk. And food, like actual, you know, vegetables or whatever mm-hmm. we're feeding her. I don't even know. I'm not there around dinner time. I'm here in the studio recording my 30th episodes. I don't know. But Chrissy, if you and Jeff decide to be like Madonna and adopt a bunch of small children from around the world, just remember that once you give them that taste of sugar, they're never going back. Now, I'm not going to have any more children because my jizzle drizzle has been cut off. Oh, Jeff's has too.
Yes.
So if we ever decide to adopt small children from a third world country, I'm going to tell you right now, we're not giving them sugar. If I could go back and do it all over again.
It's so hard to avoid, though, you know, not having any at all.
Well, no, this is true. You're right about that. But, you know, especially in the United States of America,
yes,
where everything
exactly.
is sugar and every party has sugar and everything has cake. It's so crappy. But then you go into a hospital, an emergency room facility, and you would think that they would know better than to give that crappy, shitty, sugary juice. But I guess that was kind of the point, was
it
to
was.
Wake her up. Mm-hmm. And man, did she wake up. She woke up and she got pissed. Just pissed the whole car ride home. The lady was like, oh, I can give her another juice. And I'm thinking to myself, no. Don't give her another. Yes, bring in the other juice, please. But I didn't open it. I just let her hold it.
Uh-huh.
And she was trying her... I took the straw out of that little plastic wrapper that's probably going straight into some fish's gullet that I'm going to be fed next week at fucking, you know, $30 a plate at some fine dining fish restaurant here in Atlanta. And she was trying her damnedest to get into it,
mm-hmm.
man. She was.
She
hadn't been so drunk, I think she would have gotten
it. She would have done it.
Because she's a smart one.
Oh my God, I'm glad she's okay.
All right, we'll be back. Take a second break here and we'll be back.
Ugh, finally. I feel like I was waiting forever for my turn to talk. Now that I have you, go to tcbpodcast.com to find all of our audio and video content and follow us on Instagram at The Commercial Break and on TikTok at TCB Podcast. Want it to be your turn to talk? Call us and spill the tea at 626-ASK-TCB3 and you may hear your voice on the show. You can also text us your tea at 855-TCB-8383. And boy, do we love to hear it. Anyway, take a listen to our sponsors and let's get back to the show.
I'm going to set this fucking studio on fire one of these days.
Spilt water. That was just like a chain reaction.
I know. I hit the fork. I hit the pencil. The pencil went into the cup. The cup came falling. falling down. Oh my god! I was, you know, my brother has also been dealing with some medical issues.
Yes.
And so he was over there, and I took him, you know, around town and doing all this other stuff. And he was saying to me, I was sharing with him that I was just a little bit stressed out over a lot of the stuff that's been going on.
Sure.
Said, hey, listen, take one of those nibble nabs, dude. The nibbity nabbities, the little gummity doobies. You know, take some THC, basically.
Right.
He's telling me to get wasted, speaking of being high. Yeah, he's telling me to take a gummy. He's like, take a gummy before you go to bed. It'll relax you. You'll be able to sleep through the night, you know, blah, blah, blah. And I share with him that, you know, at one point, not in this state, in a different state that I lived in at one time very recently, I had a gummy.
I remember that.
Yes. I had a gummy. I had gummies. I had two different kinds. I had the CBD gummies, mm-hmm. right? And then I had the THC gummies. I had both of them somewhere locked away in this other state that I was living in where it's legal. And I mixed them up one night. I accidentally mixed them up. And the one that I ate ended up being the THC one. And it was very potent. It was like 50.
Yeah, you never know. Your body metabolizes them differently. Everybody's a little different.
And it can metabolize it different from day to day.
Yes.
And you don't know that one drop of THC that's 50 milligrams, micrograms, whatever it is, didn't go to this corner of the gummy and not that corner of the gummy. So you're like, it's basically rolling the dice every time. I took a relatively small amount, but my body, I would say, is THC naive very much now at this point in my life, right? And so I didn't think much of it until I woke up about 3 a.m. that I went right to sleep. I didn't feel high, none of it, until I woke up in the middle of the night having an absolute terror panic attack, like just like freaked out about everything.
Oh God.
And I did not know why, but it lasted for like 4 hours. I never got back to sleep that night. And I went into the day foggy and hazy, and it was just a terrible experience. And it wasn't until I had realized what I had done that I realized what happened was I just got super fucking high.
Yeah.
And it caused me to get very, I guess, anxious. Paranoid and anxious, mm-hmm. right? I was sleeping and I don't know, maybe I had a bad dream and it just kind of kicked off this chain event in my brain. Great. But man, are these dibbity dabs, are they really fucking potent these days or what?
Well, there's different strengths that you can get.
But I mean, just like in general, the weed
that can be, yes.
The weed that is available mm-hmm. to the general public these days has got to be, and I'm sure there's studies on this, and this is again a fact that I'm making up in my head, but it's got to be more than 50 times stronger than what we used to smoke, this dirt weed that used to smoke. I mean, when I say dirt weed, I mean dirt weed. Go outside.
Stems and seeds.
All of it. Didn't matter. You'd try and not smoke the stems and seeds, but then when you got to the bottom of the bag, you'd smoke the stems and seeds. There's got to be some THC in there, right? Who cares? Throw it in the bowl. Let's toke it up. Because you'd be toking all night and all day, and you'd never leave, you know, I don't know, the first floor. But now, you nib on the corner, and for 7 hours, I'm like a child in the fetal position in my own bed. My child's taking care of me. I'm like a mumbling, stumbling idiot.
Yeah. You need to get the ones that are the lowest strength. Well, those are good.
Yeah, you wish you would have told me
from
that
there.
5 weeks ago.
Well, plus somebody that gives them to you may have a higher tolerance.
Well, that's what clearly I realized. Yeah, is that the person who gave it to me is, you know, is not naive about anything having to do with THC. But I mean, when I say shitty shit weed, you could go outside and grab a handful of topsoil and it probably has more THC than the shit that we were smoking back when we were kids.
Yeah.
It was nasty ass. But you could smoke it all day and all night. That was the great thing about it. And just give you a little bit of a buzz. Just a little buzz. Mm-hmm. It's like drinking two beers. A little bit of a buzz.
Yeah.
Now, I go to California to visit. I go out to LA and wherever I'm going, where it's legal.
Colorado.
Yeah. These fucking kids, I say kids and adults, they're all whacked out of their fucking gourds because the THC levels are incredible in these.
Yeah.
If we had to take a guess, we'd say that like the THC levels back when we were smoking was like 3 to 5% THC, right? Now, some of these companies are making these gummies and these edibles and growing marijuana that's got 25% THC in it on average, which is an incredible amount of THC.
That's it's why you got to talk to your bud tender.
Oh, man, I'm out of touch with my bud tender. What's up, brother? How you doing?
We went out to Colorado. We went to one of those places, and Jeff was like, I can't even believe that this is a job.
It's a job,
I would have never thought growing up that this would have been an option for me to go down this path, because I would have gone.
Well, you know, you go in, you fill out the application, and, you know, 7 days later, here I am. So what kind of weed are you looking for? Because, you know, there's like lots of stuff that does some stuff to you. So just give me like, give me your mental and emotional, physical state. Tell me, Chrissy, give me the rundown.
Yeah, there's all kinds of different ones. Ones to make you sleep.
I'm asking you what are you looking to cure? What ails you right now?
Oh, let's say sleep.
Oh, yeah. We got the purple snurples and the Smurfy Burfies, and though both of those are an indica kush hybrid, where indica and some other stuff is mixed in there. CBD 5%, THC 48%. Now what you're going to want to do, if you're like me, is, you know, I can't tell you what to do with it, but I can suggest, you know, what you do with it is, what you do is, in the morning when you wake up, you take 3 eyedroppers full and you just throw it down your gullet, and then you switch that down with some coffee. You're going to feel pretty bad for the first 7 to 12 hours, but after that you're gonna mellow out right into a good night's sleep. I'm telling you, it's really good. Don't try and have sex on it, because you likely aren't gonna feel any appendages in your body. But you know, and I understand you got a delicate flower down there. So if you do want some stuff to get your vagina high, I do have KYTHC jelly, which is just radical, man. It really brightens up that whole flower down there. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Sounds good.
And if you need some anal stuff, I've got that too. I've got this magic wand. You put it in your ass and it delivers a strong hit of 72% THC directly to your colon.
It really is everything.
Yeah, I get these foot creams, man. They get me so high. These foot creams are awesome. They're 172% THC by volume, and you put it on your foot, and pretty soon you can't feel your eyes. It's kind of a weird feeling, but you'll get used to it. Now, what I do recommend is waiting 15 minutes to drive. It's kind of like swimming. You know, you can't swim after 30 minutes after you eat.
Ate.
Yeah, that's right. You should wait 30 minutes to drive after you take this particular gummy. It makes sure that you don't get any kind of car accident or anything. Oh, and by the way, I got to put this in a lockbox on your way out the door. You're not allowed to show it to anybody until you get home. No one gives a shit about marijuana anymore. Mm-hmm. No one gives a shit.
No. If
I drive around these streets of Atlanta.
Oh, and it just permeates from
the airport, everywhere, everywhere. I'm at McDonald's.
I always notice if we get delivery, like a food delivery or something.
Yeah, the fucking eggs smell like weed. And you're like, what the fuck? Why do my
they
eggs
come to
smell
the door,
like weed?
I'm like, oh.
I know.
Okay.
It is, let me be clear. It is legal here. I think you get a ticket if you have anything less than an ounce for personal use. You just get a ticket in the city of Atlanta, not in all counties, but in the city of Atlanta proper, they decriminalized marijuana to some degree. So you get basically a parking ticket. It's like a $150 fine. You can pay it online, whatever. It's not a big deal.
Yeah.
But it would appear that we have legalized marijuana in this city because there is no place that you can go anywhere ever. And this is the one thing that I don't like about the kind of the decriminalization of marijuana, which I 1000% agree with, by the way. What I don't care for is clearly everybody on 285 on any given Sunday is smoking marijuana, because I open my window to get a little fresh air and all I get is secondhand marijuana smoke while I'm driving down the road.
It is everywhere.
It's crazy. It's like, wow. I was at the Kroger yesterday, which is a shopping center, grocery store here in the Southeast and other places. And I park. And then a dude parks right next to me. Dude's driving a really nice BMW. Gets out. It's Sunday. Gets out. He's got a Sunday best on, right? Mm-hmm. Whatever it is. Master's shirt, you know, sunglasses, the whole nine yards. This dude came from the right side of the tracks, right? So I go into the store. I come back out. Dude is still sitting in his car. He had gotten out. And then he had never made it to the store that I know of, because he was right in front of me and then he turned around and then he's gone. So I assumed he went back to his car. I go back to my car. He's still in his car and he is vaping and he's blowing like smoke rings inside his tinted out windows like that. But he's got the window cracked just a little bit. Chrissy, it smelled Like, I was standing next to a bud tender. I was like, holy shit, dude. Yeah. You are just smoking and smoking and smoking away. Not two fucks in the world. When I started smoking marijuana, and I know that, you know, the good old days is the, like, lowest form of conversation, but I'm just sharing this with you. When I started smoking marijuana, and I'm sure that Chrissy started smoking sometime around there, too, or had her experiences sometime mm-hmm. around there. Smoking in a car was the most dangerous thing that you could possibly do, because surely the police had a helicopter and they were looking for you. Do you know what I'm saying? Like, you were so paranoid about ever being out in public. Even if you were just high out in public, you would think that everybody knew you were high and they were going to call the police and you were going to get busted for the fucking
right.
gram of, you know, shitty dirt weed you had in your little Ziploc bag or yep. whatever. Yes. We were all so highly and keenly aware of our surroundings, of what we were doing and when we were doing it and how we were doing it, because we didn't want to get busted. Mm-hmm. That was the last thing that anybody wanted. And it was so illegal. We felt so guilty about it. We would not smoke it anywhere except for a basement, maybe out in the woods, 3 o'clock in the morning next to a house, you know.
Your friend's older brother's apartment.
That's right. Something like that. That guy who wants to sleep with you, that older guy that wants to sleep with you, that works at the restaurant. And he says, come watch some UFC videos with me. Yes, that's when you would go smoke weed. You wouldn't mm-hmm. smoke weed out in the Kroger parking lot on a Sunday afternoon with your windows rolled down. That would be a dumbass thing to do. Now, it hasn't gotten much more legal here. And in this, where I live, in this county, it is still 100% illegal to do any of that. But this guy don't give two shits. You want to know why? Because no one else gives two shits. Mm-mm. No one's going to take that guy to jail. They don't care.
He needed to build up his appetite, too, to go in and get his groceries.
Man, I had an appetite. I didn't make it home. The Kroger's 5 minutes away. I didn't make it home without eating two fucking donuts that I had just bought because I was high. Because the THC level in his weed is so high that everyone else around him gets high. Here's why I bring this all up. I bring this all up because I read an interesting story this morning. I want to share it with you. Girlfriend who stabbed boyfriend 108 times. In marijuana-induced episode, smoked a strain that had more than 30% THC in it. 30%!
Oh, wow.
Lawyers for a California woman who avoided prison time after fatally stabbing her boyfriend 108 times in a marijuana-induced psychotic episode have revealed that she consumed a strain of the drug with a level of THC more than 30%, significantly higher than the average dose. Oh, she got off with this murder, by the way. The defense of cannabis-induced psychosis was based primarily on the testimony of both of renowned psychiatrist William Wershing and prosecution expert Chris Mohadine. The strain had a warning label indicating it was for high-tolerance users only, since its THC content was above the average of between 18 and 24%, which in and of itself is a lot of fucking THC.
Yes.
The defense presented in court was not a con job, as some had described. In a state of unconsciousness, this woman also stabbed her dog and then herself repeatedly after deputies were called to her apartment.
Wow.
Wershing and Mohadine were among four experts whose work was cited in the trial who said that this woman's violence was unpredictable and unforeseeable. She had only smoked weed less than half a dozen times before the fatal stabbing. She got off on this murder. She was convicted of involuntary manslaughter instead of premeditated murder because she had smoked weed with too much THC in it. So, Chris,
check your warning labels.
I present to you the idea of the century. We are going to rob a Las Vegas casino, Ocean's 11 style, high on some dibbity dabs that I've got in my house somewhere in the other state. Somewhere.
I don't think we'd get past the buffet bar.
I don't think you and I don't think.
Look at the lights on the slot machine.
Lobster tails with butter.
Ice cream sundae.
We could smoke cigarettes in here. It's like a Parisian street right in America. I know. We'd be on the gondolas taking a ride.
Yes.
Like the getaway driver would be like walkie-talking us. Guys, guys, are you there?
I'm outside waiting for you.
Cool, man. Cool. We're going to be like a couple more minutes, okay?
The police are here.
Yeah, I don't think we did anything yet, though. So I think we're just talking it over. Yeah. We're reviewing the plan one more time. Listen, we're going to stop by the steakhouse and get ourselves some meals.
I'm being getting arrested.
Oh, man, that sucks. Do me a favor. Don't tell him you were with us, okay? We're enjoying ourselves in here. After consideration, we were going to take money. Now we're just going to give it back to them. Is that cool with you?
Yeah, we wouldn't be able to get through that.
No! Two of us. Two of us nudniks. What would we do? Sober as a goat, we couldn't get away with that.
No. It looks good in the movies, though.
Man, does it.
Yeah.
What was that? Oceans 9, Oceans 10, Oceans 11? What was
12 and a half.
Yeah, 12 and a half, 13. I don't know how many of them there were. It seemed like there were seven of them, but yeah. I think there were three. But that first one was pretty brilliantly done.
It was.
Pretty brilliantly done. And that Brad Pitt, he's also a THC user.
Yeah.
That Brad Pitt.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't
Most
he?
Most of them are.
Yeah. He had a drinking problem for a while, and I think he sobered up.
I guess. You know, you're always hearing stuff. Well, they owned, like, this whole vineyard out in France.
Yeah, that's bad for an alcoholic to own a vineyard.
Yeah, I think so.
But him and Angelina are now divorced.
Yeah, it's a nasty divorce.
Well, I think the word was that he was like drunk on a plane one time and hit one of the kids
that.
Or got violent with one of the kids. And then I read an article where he said, like, you know, alcohol was a demon and he had to like purge it from his life. But if you own a vineyard, I mean, that'd be like me owning a cow. Or I could just get cream and cereal right from it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's not going to take me further away from the problem. It's just going to bring me closer to it. That's right.
Oh, we'll call it, what, Oceans 21.
Oceans 33.
Yeah.
Ocean 33P.
Ocean 420.
That's right. Look into my peni. Look into my twirly, swirly peni. Oh, my gosh. All right. Hey, it's so good to have you back, my friend.
It's so good to be back and to be here. I missed you.
Yeah, I missed you, too.
Yeah.
I did. I missed you. I love how Tina and Christina and Astrid, everybody, how they all step in and help. But it's, you know, it's never quite the same.
No.
It's never quite the same.
Well, I do appreciate their help.
Yeah. And, hey, I want to thank everybody who's been calling and writing in. Everybody's been so nice. They've all been very supportive, wondering what's going on with Chrissy. I think they legitimately think you're leaving the show and you're just doing it slowly.
No.
Yeah, they're like, well, if it's
life.
Just Brian, I'm out. Yeah. But thank you for calling and writing in. We love you. We love you. We love you. If you've left a voicemail over the last 6 months, I promise I will get to it. I was explaining that the phone system that we use had multiple different inboxes, and I didn't realize that I was checking one of the four inboxes that we had.
The same thing happened when we had the what was it, the newsletter thing that we had?
Oh,
that you were checking the wrong email inbox.
Oh, yeah. The break room. Yeah, but back then, there were only like one person responded to us.
That's true.
Now, we have 11 people that left a voicemail. No, there's like 72 voicemails.
Really?
I swear to God there is.
Oh, my God.
I'm so sorry. I started to go through them last night, and I was like, you know what? I'll get to it tomorrow.
Take it in chunks.
Yeah, I do. I do have to take it in chunks. Some people think they're really funny, and some people are, by the way. Okay, I'd like you to do me a favor. Go to tcbpodcast.com. That's where you find out more information about the show. You can listen to all the audio, watch all the video right there from one location, tcbpodcast.com. If you want your free 1-inch by 1-inch piggy fronting sticker, stamp size piggy fronting sticker, do us a favor. Go to the drop down menu on the contact us button. Give us your physical address. We'll send it off. 626-ASTCB, the number 3. 626-ASTCB, the number 3. Questions, comments, concerns, content ideas. YouTube.com/TheCommercialBreak. All right, Chrissy, I guess that's all I can do for today.
I think so.
I love you.
And I love you.
And best to you, my friend.
Best to you.
We're saying goodbye. Until next time. Chrissy and I always say, we do say, and we must say.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.